You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, moving on with the questions here. This next one, I also had to have some help from the health advisory staff here at Life Extension. Because I've heard of this, and I think I followed this question, this risk factor for breast cancer for a little bit, but I really didn't know where we were at, you know, with any recent research. So the question is, I have two questions about breast cancer. First, does wearing a bra cause breast cancer? And second, does antiperspirants that contain aluminum cause breast cancer? So let's take each one of these one at a time. So the first one is about wearing a bra. Can it cause breast cancer? So, the theory originally, and I think this started maybe 20 years or so ago, there were some proponents that it was a risk, that wearing a bra was a risk factor because they were concerned, simplifying it, that it constricted the lymphatic flow in the breast tissue. So you have different types of fluids that flow around your body, right? You obviously have the vessels, you know, you have arteries and veins for blood, but there's also another type of vessel called a lymphatic vessel. What the lymph system does is it drains lymph nodes, right? So, you know, lymph nodes is a place where toxins and bacteria and viruses and even like cancer cells will collect. You have lymph nodes all over your body. They tend to concentrate in certain areas like in the breast, in the axillary region, which is basically the armpit, neck, groin. So, you know, you have these areas of tissue where bacteria, viruses, toxins are brought to because you have this concentration of immune cells in this lymph tissues, these lymph nodes. Now, but see, here's the thing, though. Once you bring viruses and toxins and bacteria to these areas and there is an immune response that happens there, you have to be able to drain it. Because if not, then the lymph tissue would just swell, and it would basically burst and then dump all that gunk all over the place. That wouldn't be good. So you actually have a way to drain lymph nodes. Called lymphatic vessels or the lymphatic system. So the thought was that if you are wearing something that constricts the lymphatic system, that might not be great and could increase the risk for breast cancer. I guess for guys, if you're wearing tight, I guess I could extrapolate that to wearing tight underwear or jock straps. I mean, if you're constricting the lymph tissues in the groin, could that increase my risk of testicular cancer? I mean, it's all kind of the same thing, right? So you're not allowing the body to get rid of the gunk that's building up in lymph nodes. That's basically what the theory was. So far, and that's about as far as I knew. I wasn't up to date on if there was anybody looking at this, studying this. So far, research shows, and this comes from the help I had here at Life Extension. So far, research shows the risk for breast cancer is the same, regardless of a woman's choice to wear a bra. A recent study published in October 2014, and I'm sorry, I don't have that. I didn't write down that journal, sorry. A recent study published in October 2014 found no correlation between wearing a bra or not wearing a bra and breast cancer risk. If you are still concerned, try wearing a well-fitted bra without underwire, and that should alleviate any pressure on the lymph system. And as far as I know, there's never been any studies in, let's say, jock straps and guys in the groin area and testicular cancer. So at this point, it does not seem that constricting lymph flow with outer garments increases the risk of cancer, which makes sense. I mean, you know, when you think of the anatomy, although you can feel lymph nodes, especially when they get swollen, if you're, you know, I mean, get a cold, just feel around your neck. You'll feel some nodes. You know, in kids, they always have nodes anyways around their necks and stuff. And you can sometimes you can feel them under your armpits and stuff. But The actual drainage system, the lymphatic vessels, are pretty deep. I'm picturing, when I was in anatomy class, I'm picturing we had a couple cadavers that were stripped completely bare except for the bones. We had another one that was stripped completely bare except for the arteries, one that was only showing the veins. And I remember we had one that was only the lymphatic system. And I remember looking at that, and when you look at those cadavers, if you could almost put them together in your mind, you could see that the lymph system was pretty deep. So it would take some pretty tight clothing or bras or jock straps to really cause a compression of the lymph tissue. So that makes sense to me. Now let's go on to the next question, which was about the aluminum. Aluminum's a metal. Metals cause oxidative stress, and oxidative stress is one of the leading theories of aging and the development of all kinds of chronic age-related diseases. So right there, you know that putting metals on your body, in your body, is not always the greatest thing, definitely on a daily basis. You do need some of these metals to live, but the question is how much? I mean, can you overdo it? And I think that's where the concern is with antiperspirants. There's a lot of aluminum. The skin under the arms is quite thin. It does absorb there pretty readily. That's why it works. That's why it stops sweating. And so you probably are getting a decent load of aluminum from an antiperspirant. But the question is it dangerous? I mean, is it enough to cause problems like, say, with dementias, which we've already have connected to aluminum? But in this case, when it comes to breast cancer, here's what we found. As far as antiperspirants go, this concern initially came about when aluminum was found in breast tumors. Aluminum is a common ingredient in antiperspirants and prevents sweat from reaching the body's surface. Proponents argue that sweat eliminates toxins which could otherwise be carcinogenic. While we see the logic in this, foregoing antiperspirants isn't really necessary. Most of the toxins eliminated by the human body are excreted via the digestive system and urinary systems. If you still remain concerned, opt to wear deodorants with natural ingredients. Deodorants do not prevent the release of sweat. It's the antiperspirant part. So when it comes to bras and antiperspirants, there's no real evidence in the literature that we have to worry about that. I saw a caller come on, but it looks like they were taken off the board, which is probably good because I don't think I have too much time left. Let me go to quick question here. My hot flashes aren't really that bad, but nevertheless, I'd like not to have them. I've read some promising information on hops. What do you think? Are hops really that good at stopping hot flashes? Yeah, it's not traditional. Dong Quai, black cohosh, estrogen replacement therapy. I mean, those are the traditional things that women will do to prevent menopausal symptoms. I think this is actually, it should be a good segment. I should do one on menopause, some of the latest stuff, because hops, along with another type of nutrient called lignans from the bark of trees like Norway spruce, for instance, have been shown to reduce hot flash symptoms in some cases better than the traditional stuff other than estrogen. Estrogen is the best way to go. I mean, if you're having menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and your estrogen's low, progesterone's out, replacing those hormones with bioidentical formulations is the best way to handle it. But if you don't want to do that, which is fine, that's your choice, hops and lignans. I don't remember the data specifically, but we're talking about reducing the number of hot flashes significantly by a third, maybe up to half, which really is better than some of the traditional stuff that women use, like black cohosh, which really is pretty inconsistent in the literature. So hops, yeah, I think hops would be a good one to try. And if not, maybe even add some lignans to it, Norway spruce lignans. So this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.